Hello, everyone. Well, since Mother's Day tomorrow, your sermonette's on Mother's Day. Surprise! Have you ever asked the question why we have Mother's Day today in this country? Well, it all started with one woman who wanted to honor her late mother. Her name was Anna Jarvis. And in 1905, Anna sought to create a day to honor the sacrifice mothers made for their children. In 1908, on May the 10th, she organized the first official Mother's Day service at a church in Grafton, West Virginia. But she didn't quit there. Anna launched an intensive letter-writing campaign to newspapers, politicians, business leaders, and asking them to create an official holiday. It took her 3 years for a home state to recognize it as a holiday. But on May 8, 1914, Congress passed a law designating the second Sunday in May as Mother's Day. The very next day, President Woodrow Wilson signed the bill declaring it a public expression of love and reverence for mothers, and especially for mothers that have lost sons that died in war. Anna also, and none of this I knew. This is all new, my research on it. I don't know, you all may be old hag to you guys, but it was new to me. Anna also promoted the white carnation as the official flower for Mother's Day. It was her mother's favorite flower. But what it symbolized, virtuous motherhood, purity, faithfulness, love, and charity. So just how important is mothers to God and Christ? We're going to start basically at the beginning. We're going to start in Exodus 20, verse 12. Exodus 20, verse 12. This is a commandment. Honor your fathers and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you. And in Ephesians, in the New Testament, 6, and we're going to read 1 through 3. And Paul is talking here. It says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. To honor our parents comes with a promise. As we can see, it is especially important to God to honor our mothers. In Proverbs 31 and verse 25 through 28, Proverbs 31, 25 through 28, it says, it's talking about the mother. Strength and honor are her clothing. She rejoices in time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom. And on her tongue is a law of kindness. She watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and praises her. You know, I feel very blessed because I really, truly had that type of a mother. I'm going to tell you a little story about my mom. Of course, and when I first started my business up in 1997 or 96, I don't remember, my mom worked for me. She was my office manager. You see, I was especially good at the working of the construction part of the company, but I was excessively horrible at office work. And if you don't believe me, just ask my wife. I mean, it hasn't changed. I hate office work. So anyway, my mom helped me in that department, and she told me what she wanted for a wage, a whopping $7 an hour. She refused to take any more. And I tell you, I promise you, I would not have been near successful as I was without her. And that is a fact. For example, I would dictate, you know, a bed to her. And it was rough, crude, horrible. But when she got done making the proposal up, it was very professional. And not only that, she prepared all the tax information for the accountant. Whew, that was a blessing. I mean, a real blessing. And when I was doing historical renovations on these big projects, a lot of these historical renovations lasted a year or longer, and I did several of them. They don't pay you up front. And a lot of times it could be two and a half months before I get the first draw on my bid. And I was just a young company starting out. And I'd have to go get a loan to get it started, because in them days we worked out of town. So I would have to get a loan to in order to get through to until the job was completed. We had payroll, we had mileage, we had meals, and we had motels that I had to pay for 15 people. Wow. You know, and you're paying that. It's a chunk of change. And I sure didn't have it. And I remember the first job I did, we figured out how much money we thought we would need. And I came up short. I never knew it. My mom had $5,000, and it was all she had. She pulled it out and put it in my construction account to get us through. Never told me. Never told me until we got at the end of the job a year later. She goes, "I want my money back." "You got it, Mom." I had no idea, you know. So, you know, do you remember what the white carnation stood for, symbolized virtue of motherhood? Purity, fidelity, love, charity. I was very blessed with that kind of a mother. That is for sure. You know, in John, we're going to read John 19, 25 through 27. "Now there stood by the cross of Jesus was his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. And when Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing by, he said to his mother, 'Woman, your son, behold your son.' Then he said to the disciple, 'Behold your mother.' And from that hour, the disciple took her as his own, to his own home." You know, Christ, one of his last acts while on the cross was to make sure his mother was taken care of. You know, and God compares the comfort of a mother that a mother has for a child to himself. You know, in Isaiah 66, verse 13, as one whom his mother comforts, so I will comfort you, and you shall be comforted in Jerusalem. You know, I was going to end my sermonette right here, but I couldn't do it. I had to share one more story about my mom. And I think it's the most precious gift she ever gave me. You see, my mom, she loved God, and she loves God's people. With every fiber of her body, she just did. And I'm going to give you one example. And believe me, there's many more. But one Sabbath, church was canceled, and I really don't remember why. So she called everybody, invited them to her house for services. And whoever wanted to come could come. And this was just a last-minute thing. And so she called me up, told me, she goes, "I need you to come over to the house. I want you to help me set up for services." So I did. We had a big atrium. And so we set up, And we had 40 people show up for services in our home. Okay? But that's not even half of it. After services was over, now you have to understand, Mom didn't plan any of this. This just happened. She invited all of them to stay for dinner. Last moment, you know? And she didn't have anything prepared. So she just told the ladies, she goes, I don't have anything prepared. Let's see what we can find. Okay? That kitchen, all the ladies went in that kitchen. That kitchen was full of laughter. It was probably one of the most memorable, and honestly, I just can't remember a more joyful Sabbath I've ever kept with my mom. She knew what it was to truly love God and love God's people. I hope I carry that love with me as long as I live. My mom died in 2014, and she never stopped loving God or her people. I'm going to end with 2 Timothy 1:5. 2 Timothy 1:5. And this is Paul saying this to Timothy. He says, when I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, which first dwelt in your grandmother, Lois, and your mother, Eunice, and I am persuaded and is in you also. Personally, I can't think of a better legacy to leave behind than that.